Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome back to Sunday Skate. Scott McLaughlin here with Andrew Razor Raycroft and Bridget Prue. Jacob Lassner behind the glass. You can join us. Call or text 617-779-7937. Didn't want to just read a few of these texts. So we had talked about who the next captain should be. 781 says Bruins have needed a captain this year who would get the respect of the refs that Marchand absolutely does not have. Charlie McAvoy should have more minutes on the ice than Pasta. If he has more respect from the refs, that could be important. Pasta does seem to complain to the refs a lot. Well, look, so either captain can talk to the refs, but I would say that's pretty far down the list in terms of what you would consider. Good morning, captain. Should be anyone but Swayman. He better play like he did last night next year. Yeah, not many goalie captains. I think they are allowed to be captains,
right? Yeah, Luongo was, yeah. And then they took it off. You can't have a captain.
Yeah, it's tough.
Can't have the C.
I think you can.
Yeah, Luongo had the C on his jersey when the year before I was there, and then they took it off because it was a disaster.
Yeah, I mean you're not on the bench with the guys during the game. You're doing your own thing in practice. Like it just creates a little bit of a weird situation.
You see it, in
but they're not permitted to wear the C on their jerseys on the ice.
Really, I do remember something like that. Yeah.
Which that seems like that shouldn't be a thing. Like the actual jerseys, that doesn't make sense. But you do see it in college hockey, so it's not unheard of in hockey in general. And yeah, but yeah, someone saying that on the text line that they don't want it to be Swayman. Well, I don't really think he's in the conversation at this point.
No. 978 says, "Hey Steve, I mean Scott. This is a throwback." From a call a few weeks ago. Pasternak is now my vote for the C. Yes, I was rooting for the team to lose. So couple different opinions. Some McAvoy, some Pasternak. Another one just came in, by far Pasternak. So yeah, it's gonna be one of those two guys. Just a matter of whether it's next season or when they make that decision. Here's another text from 508. Why have the Bruins' young guys from Providence not panned out? Lysell, Patra, etc. Seems like their drafts are bad. We haven't talked about Lysell yet, so this is a good lead-in to do that. What have we thought of Lysell so far? We've now seen 6 games of him with the big club. It was a healthy scratch against Washington. Joe Sacco cited matchup reasons. Obviously, Washington, A, a very good team, but B, a big physical team. Gets back in against Montreal, who's not as big or as physical, and yet he still gets knocked around in that game quite a bit. And then plays last night against Carolina, and I thought had a pretty quiet game. To be honest, he takes a bad penalty after losing a battle on the boards. So, yeah, I think it's safe to say you're still waiting to see more from Lysell here in the NHL.
You are. You are. Again, you know, there's flashes of it. I thought when the game opened up a little bit last night, like his game freed up a little bit in the third period. I wanted to see him score
that breakaway that he got.
The one that Slavin tracked him down?
Yes.
Yeah. He made a cool play in the defensive zone in the third period. But again, you have to jump off the table, right? You have to play in this. And the question, right, of the prospects, it's really hard, guys. Like, the NHL's really, really hard. I keep saying that. And just because you're in the minors in Providence or you were drafted, it just doesn't give you a free pass. It's really hard. And I think we're seeing that again. Lysell is, you know, what is he? And this is the problem sometimes too, right? Is sometimes you're just in between. You know, sometimes you're a tweener, and if you're going to be a scorer, if you're going to be a guy who scores in this league, you have to have a great shot. You have to be big and strong. Like, you have to have something. And right now, that's the one concern I have is, it's not like his speed is off of the charts that he just flies by, guys. He can't beat anyone with his speed. He had a good opportunity. The shot wasn't there in the third period. He kind of rolled high and took a wrister on net, but it wasn't going to beat Anderson from that distance. So does he have that in his toolbox to be a top six guy? It's easier to be a bottom six guy and move up. But if you don't have the tools to do that, it's hard to just jump in the top six. And for Lysell and for Patra, we've seen that as well, where it doesn't work if you're on the third or fourth line. You're just not that player. And if you're not scoring, you can't be in the top six in this league. So right now, he's putting pucks on net. He was a part of it. He's not completely dead, but he does need to get on the scoreboard and make something happen.
I'm glad that he's getting the look that he's getting here at the end of the season. Obviously, there's nothing to lose in putting him in and bringing Fraser Mitton up and getting a look at those guys that you're thinking you might have in your future and at least trying to gauge how likely that is. I do think, and I feel bad for him in Montreal, that Fabian Lysell, like, he got his lunch money stolen in Montreal. He was on the ice like six or seven times, took some big hits. One of them wasn't clean, probably should have been a penalty, but he certainly is small. You notice it in a physical game like that where he's getting bumped. And was he getting probably singled out, targeted just a little bit? Yes, guys know on the other teams when there's younger guys that can be pushed around, and he was. But I still have hope for him. I know some people have given up on the idea of him, but like, they think he's a bust already. I just think we haven't seen him have a chance to adjust yet. And if we see, you know, him finish out the season still struggling, start next year, if he starts with a team struggling, then I'm maybe at that point I'd be saying, okay, maybe this might not be an NHL player. But as of right now, I kind of just want to see his adjustments, and I don't think he's been – I mean, this team had been on a 10-game losing streak. They had all been down. The emotions were down. The effort was down for everyone. And I know he's somebody who has to – push the pace to try to steal a job. But I do think that it's too soon to give up on him and say that draft pick was, you know, a waste. There's still some time.
There is still developmental track left. But, I mean, even amid a losing streak, like, that's where you'd love to see him stand out as a positive, right? Like, be like, I'm better than, you know, career AHL or X, like, not to pick on these guys, but like Patrick Brown, Cole Koepke, Vinny Lattery, like guys who have been around a while, have spent a lot of time in the AHL. Like, you want to see Fabian Lysell as a kid who's, you know, who does seem excited about this opportunity, stand out as a positive. And you've seen it in I would say small flashes. But not enough. And as Ray said, like, at some point you have to score. It's now been seven games that he doesn't have a point. You know, he does have 12 shots on goal. I think he's had multiple shots on goal in four of his last five games, which isn't nothing. But some of them have been settling a little bit from the outside and kind of long range shots that weren't really going to do a whole lot of damage. So, you know, Joe Sacco's mentioned this a few times, and even Fabian Lysell himself has talked about it, that he needs to find ways to get to the inside more. He needs to find ways to get to more dangerous scoring areas. And that's, yes, even if you're not playing with the greatest line mates in the world, like, that still is something you have to see from him. So I'm not at he's a bust territory. There's still a chance that he becomes something. But I can't say I've been, like, overly impressed with what we've seen so far. And this is someone who's now, you know, 3 years in the organization since he turned pro, that still in NHL opportunities, and I don't just mean the regular season games this year, I mean in training camps and preseason, I've never felt like he's come in and, like, really stolen a job or forced the Bruins to be like, this is a guy we have to give more games and minutes to.
No, he hasn't knocked the door down, and that's what you need to typically do to get to the NHL. And again, he's got, you know, you got your six more games. If he goes on a six-game point streak here, to your point of having a little bit more development track, they're still there. It can still click. But I've said it here. I've said it on TV. You know, it's really hard, and we're going to do it again next fall. Like, oh, who's gonna? It's really hard to make teams out of the camp. It just is. It typically doesn't happen. You either get a spot by playing really well at the end of the season. He could go on a great run in the AHL, too. Like, I don't want to overlook this Calder Cup run for the Providence Bruins, and that probably will mean one spot in the roster next year. One of those guys down there has to go on a monster run, and they have to win more than one series. And they have to fight their way into the lineup next year. They can do that. Fabian Lysell can be a point-per-game guy in the playoffs down there and get into the Bruins starting lineup next season. But this is really when you make hay. You don't do it when you show up September 15th. The camp's so short, so fast. Typically, the spots are all made. You really have to come out of nowhere. You have to be a junior guy who you don't have an option to send to the minors, like a Matt Pacioretty the other year. So he's got to make hay here. He can still do it with the last five games, but there has to be something. There has to be something that jumps off the page. And right now, we haven't typically seen that.
All right, we got to catch a break here. Jacob Lassner has You Trending, and then we'll be back with
Going Up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
More Sunday Skate.
Jacob Lassner behind the glass, and taking over for this segment because this is goalie questions for Razor. And throughout the week, I normally think of things when I'm watching a game and I'm like, oh, I got to ask Razor about this. And you can also text in or call in to 617-779-7937 if you want to get Razor a goalie question. I am going to start out with one that has to do with Alex Ovechkin, because obviously he is on the verge of breaking Wayne Gretzky's goal record. He's been a topic of conversation around the NHL this week quite a bit. And this is a trivia question. I want to see if either of you guys can get it, and then we'll talk about Ovechkin and goaltending surrounding him. So the question is, how many different goalies has Alex Ovechkin scored on in his career?
It's like 182, 183, somewhere in there.
That's going to be a much better guess than I have. So.
Yeah. It's 182.
Yeah. I knew that. He hasn't scored on Sorokin.
That's it?
So he could go to 183 today.
Yeah. Okay.
He could go to 183 today.
Well, Razor, my question to you is, because you have crossed over for 7 or 8 seasons.
I know all this too now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has he scored on you?
Yeah, 3 goals.
3 goals on you.
Yeah, I have the video of all 3 of them now. 3 goals on 30 shots.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. 900, yeah.
Yeah, he never scored the 3 goals. Thank you. My face race again. Yeah, it's a big weekend for me. No highlight reel goals. I didn't know because I couldn't remember because I knew he didn't really score. Like, I didn't end up on a highlight reel. I don't remember him doing anything crazy. So I've seen the goals. 2 of them are like garbage goals in front, and then one-timer that went off my D-man. So,
not bad. Yeah. Not bad at all. And another question about goaltending that has to do with Alex Ovechkin. I heard him say this. He was not on the ice with the empty net the other day because he said he wanted to score his record-breaking goal with a goalie in net.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
For the video, like, we've seen Wayne Gretzky scoring on Kirk McLean over and over again the past 2 weeks. Like, that's what you want it to look like forever. The one thing the other night was that would have been a hockey play for him to score the empty netter the other night because it was for a hat trick. Like, any other time in the history of the National Hockey League, if a guy has 2 goals, he would be on the ice in that situation at the end of the game the other night, and it would have been okay. So the other night I was like,
yeah, and it would have been a cool scene if the record-breaking goal is also hats all over the ice.
Correct. Like, literally, there would have been a million hats on the ice. Everyone would have been in the building. It was building. You had 2 goals already. So I actually would have, that would have been the only scenario where I would have really enjoyed an empty netter was the other night. Like, I would have been okay with it. I think in the moment, he had already decided he wasn't going to score an empty netter, and I think that's why he said no. But I think in hindsight, you could question that decision just because of the circumstance, like you said, around the entire thing. So he's not scoring on an empty netter now, that's for sure.
And because there's no guarantee that he breaks the record before the end of the season. Like, it seems very likely, but
yeah,
it's not out of the realm of possibility that he could go the next few games without a goal. So
and it was at home, and now only two of their six games left are at home. So now the odds go up that he breaks on the road, which, you know, you don't really care about. You just break it wherever, but breaking it at home is cooler.
It would have been. I think he did have his home moment tying it the other day. Like, he's had his home moment. So now it's just like, all right, let's just score. So it could have been. I mean, the reality is he almost scored on a goalie with like 30 set, like that rocket off of Spencer's right shoulder. Like, that should have went in. If that's over an inch anywhere, that goes in. But
Spencer Knight had to make like three fantastic saves to like keep the record. It was crazy.
Could tell he was like, I'm not giving this.
That's a tough start to get. It's just like today's every start now. He's, to that point, like, you don't want it to go on you when you're in the league and you have to deal with it. The good news is it's at the end of the season, so hopefully you don't get asked the question next year, so it'll go away pretty quickly if you're the guy who gives it up. And then when you're my age, it'll be cool to have that goal against you. You know, Ovi will sign a picture for you, and you'll have that in your office for the rest of your life.
Is it a low light, or is it just like a ha-ha? Like this
at the time, happened. It's a low light, because, again, you're going to have to – people are going to ask you every single day for the next week and a half. You're going to get a million text messages. You're going to get a bunch of people that you haven't heard from, like, ah, you're the guy, and, like, that's annoying. But again, like 20 years from now, it'll be cool to be that guy.
I was going to say, obviously nothing to this level, but did you have any historic goals scored against you?
No, I don't think so. I hated being the first goal, like the first goal in the NHL. I hated that too. Like, that always annoyed you.
Team A comes to dig the puck out of your net.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, that sucks. That guy's going to be saying that he scored on me forever. You know, unless it's like a good player, that's the only highlight. But I don't remember. Certainly no ceremonies after any of the goals that scored on me. I don't remember like a 50th goal or a 40th goal. I don't remember any of those. So
or like a 1,000th point that happens to be someone scoring on you.
Yeah, I don't. Again, it probably did happen, and I was around long enough. But I don't. It didn't ever stand out.
It didn't emotionally scar you.
No, exactly.
You don't have trauma left over.
My memory is getting worse as we go along too. Like, I it's funny how little I remember of. I used to remember every goal for the entire season, and now it's not so good.
Maybe it's time to let go.
I've let go. That's why my memory.
Well, it was funny when the Bruins were in Anaheim and Joe Sakic was asked about like his memories of playing there, because he was on the very first Anaheim Ducks team, their inaugural season, and people were like asking him about a couple goals, and he's like. He's like, I remember all of them. I didn't score enough to forget them.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly it. You remember, you know, some of those good moments, and then the rest kind of bleeds away.
All right, I got another goalie question for you here. Two more left, and then if we have any through the text line, Scott, let me know. Swayman gets his 100th NHL win yesterday. And we talked about how he's been playing a little bit better recently, but and he talked to us after the game about how he never thought that he would be in a position where he would score 100 or play in 100 NHL games and get 100 wins here. So my question is, how hard is it? How big of a deal is it that he got his 100th win?
Yeah, 100 is a good one. It's a real good one. Let me look up exactly. Yeah, I was just really pulling up like how many wins is a lot.
Let me see if I can find yours, because
I have like 100 and I think, did I get to 200, 190? I'm up there. So essentially like 200 guys have 100 wins in NHL history. Like it is a big, it's, oh, I had 280. Yeah. I had 113 wins. I had 280 games.
So how about this? 102 guys have 200 career wins. So like if time, you know, double his career, like,
yeah,
you're like one of the top 110 goalies on the list.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It's not, you're certainly not going to the Hall of Fame, but you're I mean, being inside the top 200 guys that have ever done it. That's kind of cool. So it's a cool It's a cool number. It's an important number because, again, there's so many guys that don't get to it, right? Like, there's, you know, there's 500 that get 90. So that's the thing for me.
Yeah, and I saw this stat
because, like, even, like, again, this is why, again, it just goes to, like, how hard everything is, right? How hard this league is. Like, if you said, oh, you know, he had 50 wins in his career, most people would be like, what a loser. He stinks. Like, that guy's terrible. It's literally, you're the top 300 guys ever gets you to 50.
And for the Bruins, you're top 10. 10 yep. Bruins goalies have had 100 career wins.
In 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's difficult to win one game in the NHL, let alone 100. So it's good for Sway. And certainly, if he had got 100 3 months ago, he wouldn't appreciate it nearly as much as he does now. I think this is set into him this season, how hard it is. And it isn't what it's been the last 3 years in this league for him. And again, I think that's a big part of his development and his growth. And as bad as this year's been, I think it's going to make him better because you don't just roll out your stick and win every night. He's going to appreciate a whole lot more.
Yeah, I saw this stat tweeted out by Tyler Hunt yesterday, and this is a college hockey tie-in. He says that Swayman becomes only with Swayman's 100 career win, UMaine is the only NCAA program to have five goaltenders with 100 career wins or more. And it's Jimmy Howard, Ben Bishop, Mike Dunham, Garth Snow, and Jeremy Swayman. So a lot of Hockey East goalies have gone on to have pretty good NHL careers. Maine has been one of those teams that has produced a few of them. And that transitions us into my last goalie question for you, or maybe more of just an opinion, a thought on the fact that this week, Albin Boya is reportedly going to attend Bruins rookie camp. What are your thoughts on potentially adding him to the Bruins goalie depth when he's done at UMaine?
You know, he had a great season. He looks the part. I'm not sure if he's big enough. I'm concerned, you know, I don't know if his size, he's just a little small. But he moves well. He's good. I'll be interested to see how he plays in development camp. And then can he repeat his season? He's got to do what he did this year again next year to be a legit NHL prospect from my point of view. But certainly has some good skill, some good talent.
There are a couple texts that I have marked here, but I also see a call from Joe and Mashpee on some goalie stuff. So, Joe, what's up? What's on your mind?
Hey, Razor, what's going on?
What's up, buddy boy?
You are a massive sieve, dude.
Thank you.
To think that, you know, Ovechkin had a couple scrappy goals on me, dude. You sound like you're wearing an aloe yoga tight top. Just wanted to say that, man. You're on radio now, kind of a joke. Thanks.
Wow. That's not where I thought that was going to go.
Joe. Love it, Joe. I'm sure you're having a great Sunday morning.
All right, total sieve, Razor.
Yeah,
that's you.
Exactly.
I think some of the texts were a little friendlier. 617.
Joe, by the way, would ask me for my autograph if we actually met each other in the grocery store.
Biggest fan, man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
617 asked, with Bussy and DiPietro down in Providence, now, I don't know if I even agree with the premise of this, but the question is, what will the Bruins as an organization do with their abundance of goalie talent?
Well,
so I guess first off, do they have an abundance of goalie talent?
No, they have good depth.
Yeah.
They have good depth. They're in a
DiPietro has had a really good season in Providence.
He has, but that, you know, that for him, that's great, and he should be able to parlay that into guaranteed contract of some kind next season as the third goalie somewhere within the league. But it doesn't, you know, it's not like you're trading him for a first round pick or you're not getting a lot for that. It's just good for him to have done that. Again, he's got
good to have an AHL goalie that can get you to the playoffs and that can get other guys experience, like just for making you just have a team that you have a solid foundation of defense and goaltending.
Yeah, like like his deal, he's got him, you know, I just pulled up his contract. He's making 80 grand in the minors. So that's where he's going to get a $500,000 guarantee next year. He's going to be a legit third goalie with the season he's had this year. And the Bruins, the good news is let's just keep pulling this up. You know, the good news is the Bruins can afford. Well, now Bussey's up this year too, right? So, you know, they'll probably have to give one of them a guaranteed deal. The other one's going to leave, and that's how you just keep replenishing. Obviously, Korpisalo is not going anywhere. He's your guy, and Swayman, they're together for the next 2 years. So you really don't need a lot down there. But it's good to have it. Good organizational depth for them.
Yeah, and they have Philip Svedback, who plays at Providence, who's in their pipeline, and then maybe Albin Bolya from Maine, who was just the Hockey East Tournament MVP. And I thought in the games that I saw him this year, he looked pretty good. He was one of the better goalies in the country this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Certainly one of the better goalies in the conference, probably second behind Jacob Fowler, who just signed with Montreal.
Yeah, and there's college free agents, because goalies develop differently. So
there's guys in Russia, there's guys in Sweden,
and then there's the career AHL guys who, yeah, you know, are kind of past the point of realizing that, you know, they're not going to be an NHL starter, but they're a solid 9-15 in the AHL. They're 31 years old, like whoever that guy is.
So, yeah, exactly.
All right, time for a couple more here. So this is along the lines of what I asked, set from 781. We all have that one goal we gave up that stays with us. Razor, what's the one goal you wish was a save?
Oh, I gave up a goal. Well, I mean, I didn't have a chance on it, but the game 7 against Montreal, we lost 1-0. I mean, that sticks with you for a really long time. I'll always remember that one. I gave up a goal in Toronto, a wrister down the wing, that really bad time, like closer to the end of the year. That one always sticks with me. I'm so annoyed that one went in. Later on, you know, so those are the ones kind of early on in my career. I'm trying to, those two stand out. I don't remember much more than that.
Do you have any saves that stand out? Like big saves that you're like, oh, that was...
Yeah, you can see some of those cool saves on YouTube that I had.
Just like, look it up, Bridget. Okay.
Yeah, no, I made an awesome save in Vancouver. I made a great gloves Toronto. I made an awesome save here in Boston on Messier on a 5-on-3. That was pretty awesome to do that against him. So you remember a couple of them.
Do you have any of the pictures in your house of you like just like diving across?
I don't have one picture or anything in my house. No, that's
really?
Not part of my wife's decorations.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No jerseys. Everything's in my parents' basement back home. So at some point it'll get kicked out. My kids go down through it when we go back home, but no office or man cave or anything for me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Maybe someday.
One last one by text. So this one's going back to last spring from the 508. This was like our entire Sunday skate show last year.
Oh, the rotation? Doing a rotation?
How come the Bruins had two really good goalies in Swayman and Ullmark, played them in the regular season almost 50-50, then decided to bench Ullmark and only use Swayman in the playoffs?
Oh, my God.
I think this hurt them and is why they didn't win the cup.
I can't.
How?
They did rotate the first two games.
And then Swayman was awesome. So
and
like,
then Swayman was unbelievable. Yeah, we put that to bed.
This was more of a conversation.
They weren't winning the cup last year with that lineup.
No,
it was amazing they got to game 6
This was
year.
More of a conversation the season before.
Yes, correct. That's where we could go back. But we're not doing that because we're so far away from that season. Oh, my gosh. 135 points. Remember that? What, 68 wins? And now this.
That is like the one thing that I keep hearing from people is like, how do they go from being so good 2 years ago now to this? And it's like, we could do a whole show on it, but like...
Well, no, it's pretty easy.
Yeah,
you can
like
strip
that,
it.
That was an older team.
You strip it all the way down to...
Guys retired.
Two guys retired, and their numbers were 37 and 46.
Yeah.
If 37 and 46 were on this team, they would have 20 more points, and they would be handling the home... We would have home ice advantage coming into Boston.
Yeah, it's what everyone feared for years was, okay, how do you ultimately replace these guys when they do eventually retire?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as we're seeing, it's been as hard as many of us thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
All right, we have to catch a break here, but final segment of Sunday Skate coming up next. I see Jay on the phone if you want to hang on. You can call or text 617-779-7937.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Sunday Skate. Scott McLaughlin with Andrew Razor Raycroft and Richard Crew. Jay in North Carolina has been waiting. He waited through the whole goalie segment. Good morning, Jay. What's up?
Good morning. I wait because I enjoy your program. That's why you stay on point, and I appreciate that.
The last caller did not seem to enjoy the program.
No, he just hated me.
Well, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Anyways, I'm trying to make reparation for all the sins I've created in my lifetime, and I want to talk about the Bruins. Please. That'll make reparation. I'm not too happy with Sweeney. I don't think he has the prognostication abilities of Harry Sinden, who was able to plug in we need to plug in some holes of that team. And it all comes down to the chemistry. You've got to have chemistry. I'm hoping that they'll find a good centerman to feed Geeky and Pasternak and make a sniper line, but there are three other lines. And of course, you've got to have somebody to complement McAvoy. I think the goaltending is set, but I'm really concerned about Sweeney's ability to decide who will come into that team. And that's about it, guys. It's my wish list.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Yeah, look, I mean, this is, by all accounts, it looks like Don Sweeney gets to oversee at least the start of this retool. As we've said before on the show, like, you don't, if you're the Jacobs or Cam Neely, you don't let Don Sweeney have the trade deadline that he had with that many huge moves, like, franchise culture altering moves if you're not planning to keep them through the off season to oversee this process. So this becomes an absolutely massive off season for Don Sweeney. Like, I don't think it's realistic to expect them to turn it around in one off season, but what you have to see is you have to see him start to add pieces who are going to be part of this build backup. You know, whether that gets you to the playoffs next year or puts you on a path where that's, you know, you're looking 2 years out maybe. But you can't miss this offseason. You can't go spend big money on Elias Lindholm and Nikita Zadorov again and have those guys not pan out in year one. You know, we'll see what the future holds for Lindholm and Zadorov in year two and beyond. But you can't have your big moves this offseason backfire. Like, you have to see some real progress here.
You do, and you have to draft the right guy.
Yeah.
On top of all of that, so no, it's a big one, and you know, he's done a good job at a lot of things. There's always mistakes in that position. But the rubber's hitting the road now, and because again, he's always had the soft landing of Bergeron and Krejci, and you don't know. So now you've got to find those guys again. The last time the Bruins were pretty bad was 06, and they came out and they got Zdeno Chara. Zdeno Chara is not in free agency, folks, and that's the tough part.
Nor is Mark Savard. This team would love a Mark Savard to plug in at the top of the lineup.
Correct.
Also, they're not there.
Really, really bad in 97. You got Sergei Samsonov and Joel Thornton. Those guys aren't in the draft either. So that's the challenge. Is the last two times this organization was really bad, they filled it instantly within 2 months. And don't forget, Zdeno Chara came here and Savard came here, and they stunk for two more years after that. It wasn't. It can take a little bit of time here. So that's what they're up against here.
We got time for this one last call. Scott from Derry has a goalie question for Razor.
Oh boy.
Hey Razor, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, buddy. You?
Good. So I got a question. Does a goalie have any say on the defensive schemes in a game? I mean, you're right there, you see stuff, the guys are in your way, you got to push them out of the way, stop swaying your stick, maybe tick the guy out before he gets near me. Do you have any say?
They'll ask where you want a shot coming from, especially on a PK. You would have some influence, like, hey, I want that taken away. That's more dangerous for me than that play. So you'll have a little bit of say in that, but typically, you know, on a 5-on-5 or, you know, neutral zone defense or in zone, you're not. Again, they'll ask you what's a more difficult play to make, but you don't really dictate, you know, what guys are doing too much.
Not even like a defensive style. I feel the Bruins, they skate backwards from the blue line towards the net, and they just swinging their sticks instead of standing the guy up and taking him out. I notice most other teams don't do that, but the Bruins' defensive scheme kind of does that all the time. It scratches my head on it.
Yeah, they've been backing in. Unfortunately, they have some guys playing out of position, I would say. So you have guys backing into the zone, and that's also part of the neutral zone and the forwards and where they give the puck up. It's not ideal, but certainly not the way they played the last 5 or 6 years. I think it's more just of where they are roster-wise right now.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Yeah, I was going to say, like, a lot of the defense backing in, which absolutely is happening, is forwards aren't getting back and aren't pressuring. Like, if there's a forward on a guy who's coming on the rush, the defenseman can step up more easily and kill the play at the line. Whereas if it's 2-on-2 and there's no back pressure from the forwards, yeah, the defense tends to back off a little and give a little more space because you're trying to drive them wide. You're trying to slow the play down enough to allow your forwards who are behind the play to get back up ice. It's hard to try to step up at the line if there's no forward help, which has been a problem for the Bruins for a lot of this season. I think their rush defense has really struggled throughout the year, among many, many other things. All right, I guess that we got Christian Arcan next. Jacob is.
That's right.
All right.
Arcan, we got one show, second last.
Red Sox doubleheader today.
Big day.
Yep.
Hopefully the rain holds off. That might be chilly out there.
Bruins game tonight in Buffalo. Razor, you're on the desk for Nesson?
On the desk for Nesson tonight. So
six o'clock.
The tankathon game.
Yeah,
tonight.
Big game for draft position. Bruins tied for fourth worst record in the NHL right now. Tied with Philly. Buffalo, couple spots back. They're sixth worst. So big game tonight.
Do you hear the song?
I hear the song, Bridget. inside joke from Montreal trip. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he
I can imagine
the radio,
what this song
the entire
was doing in Montreal.
He controlled the car radio the entire trip, the entire way up, the entire way back. I just wanted one Shakira song and Soulja Boy.
Song.
That was all I got at the buzzer with like 5 minutes left in the drive.
All right. Thanks a lot for listening to Sunday Skate. We'll be, guys, next week is our final episode of Sunday Skate for the season. So
yeah, that makes me sad.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about what happens this week, but we'll also be doing more looking ahead to the off season, putting a wrap on this season and planning for what's next. Join us 9 a.m. next Sunday. Thanks for listening.